Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. This episode is inspired by the words of Donovan Bailey, Sheryl Sandberg, H.G. Wells, Richard Whately, Maya Angelou, and William Shakespeare. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Just a little announcement before we get started today. As you know, Motivate Me is taking it on the road in May, where we'll be interviewing people live in each of the 50 states. I am super excited to share with you that the Max Challenge of Toms River, New Jersey has offered to sponsor me through their 10-week body and mind renewal system. This system is designed to make fast and lasting changes to appearance and overall well-being, and they combine nutrition counseling, fitness classes, and motivation in a way that has been perfect for me. I feel like I have a personal trainer, a nutritional counselor, and a success coach. The staff is extremely knowledgeable, and the support of the other members is something truly special. So I just want to say thank you to the Max of Toms River. I know I am in great hands. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this Friday's Reflection. Thank you so much for stopping in. This episode is chock full of passion. For those of you who are new to the show, Motivate Me is a podcast designed to inspire listeners to incorporate a passion of some kind into their lives. We do this through the experiences of our guests. Our hope is that you can take bits and pieces from the passion, the experience, the wisdom, tools, and techniques of our guests and apply it to your life, to your own interests. Today's episode is number 179. And so there have been well over 150 guests for you to listen to and learn from. Over 150 different passions, over 150 different circumstances and challenges that our guests have had to overcome in order to make their lives a life they love. Some guests have added excitement into their lives, and some have added meaning. Some added something into their lives that they do on a part-time basis, and for others, it's turned into a career or even a lifestyle. I seem to have unintentionally become the love your life girl, because that's what I want more than anything. For all of you to be excited about waking up tomorrow because you're going sailing on the open sea, or you're planning a new performance as a hypnotist or a mentalist, or your book is being published, or you're hiking one of the mountains on your bucket list. You know, for my mom, her passion, it's making quilts. She really loves making quilts. She loves picking out the fabric, selecting the design, challenging herself with each one, bestowing it with love. My mom could be quilting at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 2 p.m. She's obsessed, and it's awesome. We all deserve to have this kind of passion in our lives, something that has us plotting and scheming, anticipating and creating. This is something you're going to see so wholeheartedly in the guests of this week, their undeniable passion. So much so that I've selected a separate quote to represent each of these guests. On Monday, I thoroughly enjoyed speaking with athlete Daniel Hayes. Daniel is obsessed with competition. This obsession not only landed him in the 2016 Summer Olympics, where he will represent Trinidad and Tobago in the boxing arena, it has inspired him to find creative ways to compete well into his 70s. This is a 20-something-year-old man with a serious plan. There is much to be gained from listening to this episode. Daniel is a motivational speaker himself, and he really reaches out to you and hopes to inspire. The dedication and sacrifice it takes to earn a spot on the Olympics led me to select this passage from Donovan Bailey for Daniel. Follow your passion. Be prepared to work hard and sacrifice. And above all, don't let anyone limit your dreams. I agree with Mr. Bailey. Don't let anyone limit your dreams, including you. Tuesday, Gerdy Verwoerd was on the show. She also goes by Dutchie. Now, if you are someone stuck in a corporate job that you excel at but don't enjoy, this is an amazing episode for you. Dutchie gives us step-by-step details about how she walked away from the monetary success she was achieving in the Netherlands to live her passion, which is being a mountain hiking guide in Austria. She tells us how she did it, how long it took, what her strengths and her challenges were, and how she's doing now. That's why I feel the words of Sheryl Sandberg really represent what Dutchie is all about. Sandberg said, "We can each define ambition and progress for ourselves. The goal is to work toward a world where expectations are not set by the stereotypes that hold us back, but by our personal passion, talents, and interests." Dutchie really had to battle the perfect sense her parents made when they were concerned about her pension and financial stability. But in the end, she chose what she felt her body and her person was craving for instead. On Wednesday, Kat Ellis McIntyre was on the show. Kat is a shamanic astrologer from Australia who had personal barriers to overcome in order to believe in herself enough to fully embrace her passion for astrology. Despite the fact that this has been a lifelong passion of Kat's, and despite the fact that she is certified in both astrology and shamanism, Richard Whateley's words, "To know your ruling passion, examine your castles in the air," could never truer describe Kat and her perspective on how it takes self-belief to live a life that is authentic. Thursday, Cody Lister came on to teach a lesson on content promotion. The reality is, if your passion is to create content such as internet blogs or articles, podcasts, any of that, but you don't get your work out and seen, you might as well be filing it away in a dark closet. So if you are passionate about the time and effort you're putting in and you feel your content is valuable, it's vital that you take the next step and figure out how to get it seen or find people like Cody who can help you. The other part of this equation is Cody's passion for what he does. Having a finance degree from Fordham leads me to believe that Cody is not afraid of research, application, and analysis, which is why Dave Ramsey's idea, in order to be a great marketer, you have to be focused and intense and look at scarcity, urgency, activity, and passion in the marketplace, is a great fit for Cody. But his intentions go further than that. Cody is inspired to help others with the knowledge he has gained, which is why this statement by H.G. Wells is so powerful. No passion in the world is equal to the passion to alter someone else's draft. Isn't this the truth? The idea that we can alter someone else's draft or have an impact on the writing of someone's life story? What is your passion, and what role does it play in your life story? If you look at this week's guests, their passions were not something that started later in life. It's something that has always been a part of them in all stages of their lives. Daniel says he has always loved athletics and been competitive. Gertie has always been an adventurer who loves the outdoors. Kat has always been fascinated by astrology. And teaching people how to market their content is new for Cody, but writing is not. This brought me back to one of the most commonly quoted poems of all time. It was written by William Shakespeare, and the title is The Seven Ages of Man. Now listen closely here as I talk about this poem, because I'm about to read it to you, and the more you know about it before we start, the more impressed you will be by it. In The Seven Ages of Man, Shakespeare uses the stage as a metaphor for life. He says that all the world's a stage, and that we are merely players, that we are but actors in a play. We all have our exits and entrances into this world, and that in life we play many parts. It is here that Shakespeare breaks life into seven separate stages. Stage one is the infant. Two is a schoolboy. Three is the lover. Four is the soldier. Five is the justice. When you think justice, think plump judge who can afford fine meals because he has earned this and is later in his life. Six is what we would term a senior citizen, an aged person who has lost the robustness of their voice and stature. And the final stage, seven, is what Shakespeare refers to as the second childishness. This connects to a thought I have often had, that we go out of this world in the same way we came into it, bald, toothless, in diapers, unable to feed ourselves. Shakespeare will say the same thing here, and all you need to know is that sans means without. So, for your listening pleasure and a little literary culture, let me present to you Seven Ages of Man by William Shakespeare. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts, his acts being seven ages. At first, the infant, mewling and puking on the nurse's arms. Then, the whining schoolboy, with his satchel and shining morning face, creeping like snail unwillingly to school. And then the lover, sighing like furnace, with a woeful ballad made to his mistress's eyebrow. Then a soldier, full of strange oaths and bearded like the pard, jealous in honor, sudden and quick in quarrel, seeking the bubble reputation even in the cannon's mouth. And then the justice, in fair round belly, with good capon lined, with eyes severe and beard of formal cut, full of wise saws and modern instances, and so he plays his part. The sixth age shifts into the lean and slippered pantaloon, with spectacles on nose and pouch on side, his youthful hose well saved, a world too wide, for his shrunk shank and his big manly voice, turning again towards childish treble, pipes and whistles in his sound. Last scene of all that ends this strange, eventful history is second childishness and mere oblivion. Sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything. So that is without teeth, without eyes, without taste, without everything. Shakespeare is doing so many things here. He is telling us that we are all the same and we will travel the same road. He is showing us that life is merely a play and that we really shouldn't take it too seriously. He is showing us that while it is inevitable for us to travel through these life stages, these acts, and it is inevitable for us to grow and change, we are in the end the same person we started. So I say, what we do with our passions may vary throughout our lifetime, but our passion is connected to our process, and our process is connected to our purpose. And our purpose is a feeling we get and not a role that we play. So what are our passions telling us? And are we willing to listen? I would like to leave you with a final thought by Maya Angelou, because I feel it is the one that best represents my life's mission and what led me here to you. And I invite you to join me on this mission. Maya Angelou stated, "My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style. Are you with me?" That's the end of today's show. Please remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.